Now, maybe you believe me.
Ah. See how quickly the gun appears in the senor's hand.
Just the old Texas custom, Paul.
Perhaps I show you an old Spanish custom, eh?
Well, it's your move, I reckon.
See. Perhaps I will rock the boat a little. Like this!
Come on,
how you like that, senor, eh? Pretty rough ride, no?
You crazy darn jungle native, ain't you scared of nothing?
No, I am not scared. And now, may I ask, where is the senor's gun?
Gun? Hey, I dropped it when you almost jumped me off these here ropes.
See, the senor dropped it. I saw it fall.
So what?
So now, senor, I come to where you are.
Yeah?
See, I come to where you are. You know what will happen then? I will toss you from this rope.
Maybe, maybe not.
See, I will drop you 150 feet.
That'd make quite a splash, wouldn't it, fella?
See, and now I come. Senor, you have just 2 minutes more to live.
Maybe now Doc wishes he had been the one to slide down the rope to the cage. What chance has he fighting Holy Joe in his own element? But there's one thing Doc loves anywhere, and that's a good fight. And with Holy Joe coming at him...
I warn you, Holy Joe, this ain't no joking matter.
See, this is not joking matter. This is to death, senor.
Okay, you understand that, then don't you come no closer.
See, death for you.
No, Holy Joe, death for you.
So?
Yeah, I lost the shooting test, for sure. But I'm still on plenty good, so go away and leave me alone.
You still have guns?
Yeah, and up here in the air, like for you, I'll use it and quick.
I do not think you have second gun, senor.
Well, I ain't going to bring it out and give you a chance to whip it out of my hand like you done the other.
No. You lie to me. You think to scare me off.
Look, if you're so anxious to fight me barehanded, wait till we're down on solid ground. That way, I'll take you on bare knuckles and love it.
I will fight you up here, bare knuckles, senor.
No, up here you got your own way. I ain't got no heart for shooting nobody down in cold blood, but if you've got any idea that you're going to haul me out of these here ropes and drop me 150 feet...
This is enough talk, senor.
You mean it?
I mean this, senor. You have come to this island where you do not belong. You have ignored the religious taboo which are ours. You have invaded the temple of the Jaguar, and you have defiled the temple of the Monkey Men. To let you live further is unthinkable. This is your appointed time to die.
If good...
You have no other gun. And now, I come to you.
I warn you. I ain't even going to take the gun out of my pocket. The first move you make in this direction, you're a dead pig.
The bluff has gone far enough. I am coming.
No, don't.
You are a dead man, senor. Senor, you have gone.
I told you I did. I only shot you in the leg.
Oh. Well, now, look out. You're falling over backwards.
What are
you
doing? Hey, no. What did he do that for?
Hey, Doc, you all right?
Jack, did you see that? Holy Joe done it on purpose. He just let himself go right over backwards.
Didn't you shoot him?
Yeah, but only in the leg. He just let go of the rope and fell backwards.
It's a good thing you shot when you did. Another minute and he'd have been on you.
Were you watching?
Yeah, ever since I got down to the top of the cave. I was getting ready to let him have it myself.
I didn't mean to kill him. I just shot him in the leg.
Well, if it was you or him.
Well, guess so, son. You burn your hands getting down?
No, I'm all right.
Gonna have any trouble getting in the cage?
No, it's just tied shut with a piece of line. I can cut it free. T.Y.'s still unconscious on the floor. Try to talk to Edith, but she just paces around the cage. Doesn't say a word.
You don't, huh?
Yeah. Freeze the door. Doc, I'm taking the lifting line down inside with me, so be ready to haul up when I give the word.
Anytime you say so, sir.
Put myself down inside the cage. Well, at least they give you a straw to sleep on. Rice straw.
No. Go away.
Hey, Edith, I'm Jack Packard. You know me, Jack Packard.
No. Hey, don't touch me.
Sleep days. Well, send P.Y. up first, I guess. Easier on her being unconscious.
the rope tied around under her arm. Uh-oh, coming to.
Please, what is the matter?
Hello, P.Y.
Mr. Packard?
That's right.
Oh, I have such a wicked dream. I think I am being carried off in dark by Holy Joe.
Well, you were, but it's all right now.
Then it was not dream?
No, I'm afraid not. There, put the rope tied around you securely.
What is this rope for?
Look up there. You see Doc up there?
Yes.
Well, he's going to pull you up there beside him.
That is very high, isn't it?
Oh, you'd be safe enough. The rope will be around you, and then you can take hold of the bigger rope that holds up the cage and help yourself.
Cage?
Yeah. We're hanging from the ceiling.
Oh. You mean we are a long way from floor?
Yeah, you were unconscious when Holy Joe carried you down the rope and put you in here.
Oh, Mr. Packard, this is worse than any nightmare I ever had.
Oh, don't worry. It'll soon be over. You're going to be brave, aren't you?
Yeah. You say I will be all right?
Yeah. Just close your eyes and help Doc as much as you can, and you'll be up before you know it.
Then I will try.
Good.
Oh, I did not see Edith. Has she been in here all the time? Why did she crouch down like that?
Well, I'm afraid Edith's been so terrified her mind's in a fog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll get her out of here, and she'll be all right with a little care. Now then, you ready?
I guess so.
All right. Okay, Doc. Pull away.
Pull away.
Easy there, Doc.
The rope is taking me under my arm.
Take hold of the bamboo with your hand. Help yourself. Then help yourself with the rope.
This is too bad, isn't it?
Don't jerk it, Doc. You'll cut her in two.
I'll be lucky if I tear out a
skull. Oh, please. Do not say that.
Don't you worry, Miller, honey. I'll get you up if it's the last thing I do.
Yes, I trust you.
Just hang on now.
Edith. Edith, listen to me.
I don't want to.
You won't be hurt. Nothing's going to hurt you. You're safe. You're going to be safe. Do you understand? Safe.
No. No. Go away.
But don't you want to get out of this cage? Come on. Don't crouch down like that.
Please don't touch me. Please don't.
Edith, you must listen to me.
Take your hands off me. Take them off.
Edith, I...
Ouch. There.
Little hussy, you bit my arm.
Okay, Jeff. Be wise up, okay? Get them a rope back there.
Is she all right?
She's keeping her eyes closed and swallowing hard. She'll be all right.
Good girl.
All right. You got the rope?
Yep. There. Now, you see, Edith? See, why didn't have any trouble? Now, you just let me tie the rope around your waist.
No. No. Go away.
Stop it, Edith. Stand still.
I'll bite you. I'll bite you.
Look, we haven't got all day. When it gets around that Holy Joe's been killed, we'll have all the priests in the joint on our trail. Now, come here.
No.
All right, then. I'll have to do it this way. Little kid. When you wake up, you'll be out of all this. Get the rope under your arm. That's it. Maybe knock a little sense back into your head, too. That ought to hold you. Hey, Doc.
Doc, there?
No, I had to knock Edith out. Couldn't do anything with her.
Yeah, I saw it. You ought to make some woman a good husband, sir.
Well, never mind that. Okay. Pull up the slack and take her away.
Yeah, we're going. Right. Now.
Easy, easy. Don't let her swing around the big rope. You'll get all tangled up.
I'm trying, fella. Yep. Boy, you see a lot of dead weight.
Mr. Long, may I be of any help?
No, honey, no. You just keep your eyes shut and hang on. But I got to rest.
Okay, Doc, rest. I can hold her weight for a minute.
Hey, Jack, are you coming up a big rope behind me?
Yeah. I got her all right. Rest your arm.
Man, you got better climbing muscles than I got. Okay, I can take again. Here we go. Here you go. Oh, my arms are giving out on me again. I got to take another rest.
All right, ease your back.
Yeah, one more round, we'll make it. Honest to my grandma, Jack, if anybody ever told me I'd get messed up in a stunt like this, I'd have had his head examined.
Hey, Doc, can you take her again? She's getting too heavy for me.
Yeah, all right. Up. And up. Just 2 feet more, and up, up, up with her. Oh-wee. Hello, Edith, honey. How are you anyhow?
Hey, Doc.
Move over a little.
Let me swing over beside you.
Yeah.
Not much is over with.
Yeah. Yeah, now all we got to do now is to crawl back over the spider web and skinny down the rope ladder just a little.
Hey, Doc. Doc, look over there.
Huh?
Sunya, she's got a knife. She's trying to cut the rope.
What you mean trying to? Look at her.
If she cuts that main rope, we're done for.
Come on, get her before she gets us.
President Roosevelt has told us that from our attics, garages, cellars, and barns must come enough rubber to win the war. Each of us must gather up all our scrap rubber and take it to our local filling station operator within the next 2 weeks. He will pay for it at the standard rate of a penny a pound. If every one of us cooperates in this scrap rubber drive, we'll have enough rubber to build the bombers to blast Tokyo and Berlin. Enough rubber to win the war. So cut down the use of your car, save its tires, and during the next 2 weeks, turn in all your old rubber.
I Love a Mystery comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network,